It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Friday the 16th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. The idea that internet service providers should deliver all information to internet users at equal speeds, no matter who pays what, has been put through the ringer in the last year. But net neutrality isn't dead yet, nor is the possibility that the Federal Communications Commission could classify companies like Comcast and Verizon and more as utilities under what's called Title II. The FCC tackles final voting on new open internet rules next month. In the meantime, let's talk with Amanda Lotz. She's an associate professor of communication studies at the University of Michigan. Amanda, thanks for joining us.
Glad to.
Give me a state of play in terms of Netflix and net neutrality.
So there's just two really different scenarios. If something like what it sounds like net neutrality will be is enacted, then it looks like things will be more or less the same. I'd expect that your internet service provider is going to probably try to push for new ways to exact fees. It's also going to be the case that if there is something that looks like a net neutrality rule, I suspect they will be in the courts probably for the next 5 to 10 years. So
the fight's not over.
Right. And that in itself is significant. It makes it difficult for the existing players to intelligently plan. And it really does create a space that's pretty hostile to startups.
All this is set against the backdrop, of course, of the fact that internet video is more available and more wanted than it ever has been.
Right. And so I think the other thing to keep in mind is without something like net neutrality, Netflix gets charged by Comcast so that you stay under your data cap and your Netflix use doesn't count against your usage, or you start having to pay for more expensive internet service.
Amanda Lotz is an associate professor of communications studies at the University of Michigan. She's also the author of The Television Will Be Revolutionized. Amanda, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Sticking with Netflix for a minute, the company is prepping a huge season of original content and spending Hollywood money to do it. Turns out the product looks a lot like the stuff coming out of Hollywood as well. The company just inked a 4-movie deal with Adam Sandler's production house. Reporter Nova Safo takes a look.
Netflix already has lots of movies in its library, but many of those movies are kind of old. And that's because of how films are now distributed, says Ted Sarandos. He's head of Netflix's original content.
The current distribution model for movies is pretty antiquated.
That's Sarandos speaking at a TV industry trade show last year. He says right now it can take a year for a movie to go from theaters to Netflix.
So what we wanted to do is accelerate the model and say we'll release movies in theaters and on Netflix, and we'll fund the movies to make it work.
Chris McGurk heads Cinedigm, a digital content distributor. He says, sure, there have been small-budget movies released digitally, but...
And that's completely different and sort of upends the old economic model.
And finally...
Now you're talking about, you know, major motion pictures, multi-tens of millions of dollar budgets, and that is pretty much unheard of.
McGurk says Netflix's 50 million subscribers give it the best chance so far to make money on a major digital-first film. In New York, I'm Nova Safa for Marketplace.
For this week's game of Silicon Tally, I'm joined by Flora Lichtman. Flora is the host of a new podcast called The Adapters. It's about people working to adapt to climate change. Flora, are you ready to play the game where we try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news? You ready?
I have not been more ready. I've been cramming, pulled an all-nighter. I'm ready.
I'm
serious.
Okay, you're dead serious. Okay. 50.6 million unique visitors.
I need a hint.
You might call a friend in a way. Because it's not Friendster that I'm talking about, but it's something similar.
MySpace?
Correct.
MySpace visitors?
Yes. That's how many people visit MySpace every month. The site is especially popular on Thursdays, apparently. For what reason might you think?
I have no idea.
Throwback Thursdays. Everybody's going back to their MySpace page.
That makes perfect sense.
Old photos. So what do you got for me?
6,000 is your number.
Can I get a unit of measure?
Dollars.
I know the Lamborghini smartphone that was launched a little while back was, yes.
You nailed it.
Do you have any idea of like what the features are of this thing?
I mean, the best part about it actually is that if you look at the promotion pictures, mm-hmm. it's like the phone seated on a leather couch. So fabulous. And in the background there, you can tell there's like a man in a suit, but it's really like the phone on the couch. I don't
is on the couch. All right, 10 Australian dollars. This has to do with your enemies and what you might send them in the mail.
A piece of hate mail that you can craft online.
This is the website mailyourenemiesglitter.com.
Like, if you don't like this exchange that you're hearing right now, you could send Marketplace Tech a glitter. Don't do that.
I'm not going to say what our address is. All right, what do you got for me?
30 million.
30 million what?
Downloads.
The total number of downloads that Taylor Swift's albums have had since
yesterday.
She went off. Yeah, let's say yesterday.
That may be true. But the 30 million I'm thinking of is the number of downloads of the top pirated movie of 2014.
Which is, of course...
The top two are Wolf of Wall Street, which is like on theme and sort of made sense. But the other one, it's Disney's Frozen.
Oh, my God. The kids are getting smart enough that they're pirating Disney movies.
I was thinking it was like parents, like parental pirating.
I think that's probably true.
Either way, it seems...
Surprising.
Yeah.
Flora Lichtman is a science journalist. Her podcast, The Adapters, is about people trying to adapt to climate change. It launches later this month. Flora, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
You can find a special listener version of Silicon Tally at our website, marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.